This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Summer rains greened up southeastern Arizona from the low desert to the high desert and up into our sky islands. I mean, who'd have thought back in June or early July that southeastern Arizona would look like another country, that the limestone hills above Bisbee, Arizona would go from gray to green and confuse you. Where the hell am I? I muttered on the way to Bisbee one day. So many landmarks have disappeared into the green. Morning glory vines clamber over rocks, into trees, and over piles of junk. Grasses appear where no grasses were. Thousands of ocotillo canes on the slopes above Bisbee look like green wands covering those green slopes. Cochise County has its hands full mowing sides of roads. I'm sure the county tries to wait as long as it can so as not to have to mow those roads more than once. The two-lane blacktop that leads toward our home near the banks of the Ojalote is not mowed yet, and tall grasses and other forbs create a green barrier along that road. Birds like quail or roadrunners are reluctant to dive into the green and run nervously along until finally taking flight. Box turtles wander in and out of that barrier, coming out of the grassland to nibble on roadkills of toads or grasshoppers or even a coyote scat. It's not unusual in the early morning to find coyote scats and puddles of urine in the middle of the blacktop. Bless those coyotes' collective hearts, you know. Near us, coyote scats right now are nothing but munched-up grasshopper bodies, and those scats crumble like stale bread after only a day out in the elements. The dirt roads that lead closer to our home are also enclosed by tall grass. One afternoon, I turned down the drive that leads to our 1991 Marvelette, and there was a small family of Gamble's quail, two adults and six youngsters, and they ran frantically in front of the truck, refusing to head into the tall grass. I stopped the truck and finally just started crawling the few hundred yards toward homes. Mom and Dad quail led their family down the road, looking frantically for an opening. Grasshoppers abound. Oh, my gosh, and I want to catch some of them and identify them like I did last summer. And it's better than cursing them, I suppose. But then a large flock of voracious seagulls would be welcome, and I would consider converting to Mormonism. Not really. Better yet, maybe it would be so much better if a large flock of migrating Swainson hawks landed at our home and started eating grasshoppers to their heart's content. It could happen, because it is the season of migrating Swainson's hawks. All of the different types of grasshoppers walk or fly to get places. They only hop in alarm to get away. The very large plains lubber, who is flightless, has a sort of a little place where there should be wings, but he doesn't fly, believe me. He can hop quite high and far, but I've yet to see one land on its feet. Plains lubbers can't stick the landing. They hop to get away and land on their heads or sides. Clever strategy, I say to them. Sometimes they hop while mating, sort of stupid-looking hops. I've noticed plains lubbers mate and eat as well. Plains lubbers are multitaskers. And when they get old, if they haven't been run over, stepped on, chewed on, and spit out, the mature, 2 inches long easily, plains lubbers die, and their yellowish-green armored bodies look like abandoned military equipment sitting in dust. It's a very quick season for them, you know, eggs hatching in May to June and dying off as adults through the fall. There's another lubber from around you and me. The horse lubber grows to a large black with yellow markings, grasshopper, beautiful red wings with a black perimeter on those wings, and they rarely use those wings. And when they do fly, it's not a pretty sight. But they're beautiful, beautiful. They look fake. They're so beautiful. There are certain sections of blacktop where they're abundant, and they cross to get crunched, and their brethren cross to eat their fallen brethren, and they sometimes mating too as they eat each other, and they're multitaskers, I guess. Soon the blacktop is nothing but grasshopper grease, and I'm surprised speeding autos don't swerve out of control. Caution, grasshoppers may be present. Slow down, grasshoppers ahead. I almost forgot to tell you, horse lubbers are the genus Timiopoda, ribbonfoot, horse equus is the gene of the species. Plains lubbers are Brachiostola, means they have a short robe on. Magna means they're large. That's the genus species. How cool is that? But more importantly, they're lubbers. They're large and clumsy lubbers. These are beautiful glutes. And they remind us the desert is so interesting and so beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muscheedy, and this has been Growing Native.